this is Jeremy, here today with upcoming photography student and soon-to-be film director and editor, chief of MSNBC, Jennifer Green. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm wonderful, and how are you?
Very good, thank you for asking. You want to tell me a little bit of something about what you're doing?
Oh, gosh, where do I even begin?
How did you get into photography?
How did I get into photography? Well, do you want the long version or the short version?
I want the 2-minute version.
Okay, I think I can do that. I actually got started with photography because I hated my wedding photographer. She was a total jerk and misrepresented herself, and I was like, you know what? I can do a better job than her.
She didn't do what you wanted her to do?
Not at all. And I paid her bukus of money to give me total crap.
No refund, huh?
Yeah, no. But, I mean, that's just one of the many reasons. I really enjoy doing photography, and I would like to share my abilities that I believe that I have with the world.
So, do you plan on doing wedding photography as one of your main sources of income?
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I did a little fake wedding the other day, and it was a lot of fun. And I think I could see myself doing that. Maybe not as a main thing, but definitely on the side. Absolutely.
The only thing I worry about dealing at weddings is the bride. Usually they're just a major pain in the ass, and it's no fun.
Well, see, you're a man. You gotta have a woman's point of view. And I've been there, done that. Did the whole wedding thing 3 years ago and had a blast. I think I know how to relate to a crazy bridezilla, as you would say.
But women like me, so I know exactly how to work
okay.
them.
All right, Jeremy.
What other kind of projects are you working on right now?
Right now, actually, my favorite class that we're doing is photojournalism. I completely suck at it. I thought I would be so much better at it because I actually enjoy the whole idea of photojournalism. But I'm having a hard time capturing what I want to see. But I think I'm hoping that in time I'll get better at it and I'll know how to do it more.
Well, all you can do is start at the beginning and go from there. So.
Yeah, I guess.
Very good.
I actually just like the idea of people watching. I have always been a people watcher. And my husband always yells at me because I usually will be the person staring at you across the restaurant. But I think people in general are funny. We are a funny species. And I just like watching people. And I want to capture crazy things that people do and make other people laugh, of course.
So then basically what you love the most is trying to get features and spots in time, things that are never going to happen again.
Exactly. Like, I want to capture something that is a moment in time, is never going to happen again, and pretty much that you cannot recreate. Because as you will learn getting into photography, almost everything can be recreated. Nothing we do is original at all. And that was a little disheartening to me when I first got into it because I was like, holy crap, everything I'm doing right now, somebody else on the block has already done it. Or is going to do it better. So I think that's what draws me to photojournalism is that what I do, what I capture will be unique. Nobody else will have. Does that make sense?
Completely and 100%. Well, Jenny, I want to thank you today for spending the time to take time to do this interview. And I wish you nothing but the best of luck in all of your endeavors dealing with the bridezillas and also getting those wonderful shots that you want to get. So take care.
Well, thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate it. It was fun.
Anytime.
Maybe we can do it again sometime.
Anytime.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.